The views and opinions expressed on the following show are those of the host and not necessarily those of Bigler Broadcasting or the staff and management of FM Talk 106.5.
It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone out there in radio land. My name is George Williams. This is the George Williams Show, and we have a lot to talk about. We have two distinguished guests in our studios. Mr. Randall Dewitt, is running for the Mobile County Commissioner, District 3, and that is the seat that Jerry Carr had, and he's going to give that up because he's going to be our next congressman from Alabama District 1. Mr. Randall, how are you, sir?
I'm great, George. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Good, good. Before we begin, tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, let me say first, welcome back to Mobile. It's great to have another conservative voice on the radio here in Mobile, and an old friend as well back in Mobile. So
thank you.
Just a little bit about me. I born and raised, pretty much grew up in South Mobile County. I graduated from Theodore High School. And for the last 22 years, I've worked at the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, of course. And mm-hmm. for the last 12 of those years, I've handled the legislative affairs work for the sheriff in Montgomery, working closely with our legislative delegation here out of Mobile and other legislators across the state. I have five children, a 22-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 5-year-old, Ooh. And a 3-year-old.
Whoa, okay. And,
so I still live in South Mobile County, of course. I grew up there. I attend church in South Mobile County. I fish in South Mobile County. So it's my home, and I look forward to continuing to serve the people of South Mobile County.
Great, great. Tell us a little bit about the impact that the infrastructure have on the development in Mobile County.
It's very important for infrastructure. You know, a lot of people think about infrastructure and they think about it's about getting your dirt road paved, and it is about that. But what else it's also about is making sure that we're competing on a global level. When businesses and industry look to come to Mobile, they could go anywhere in the world, and we want to make sure that our roads and bridges and water and sewer systems can support their needs, not only now, but way into the future. And, one thing that we've learned recently is, which I think is important, is rural broadband internet. We found out when the schools mm-hmm. were shut down mm-hmm. Just how important that is and how many families in rural Mobile County did not have access to high-speed internet for their children. And it's important for that, but it's also important to make sure that these businesses and industries that want to come here, they have capability of having that rural broadband internet.
Mm-hmm. Some of the counties are without the city of Mobile covering outside of their city limits regarding the fire department,
yes,
even
sir.
The police department, and what impact would that have on the county, and how would you make that adjustment?
Well, it's a huge impact on a certain area of our county mm-hmm. Out in West Mobile. As you recall, there was some effort here recently to incorporate that part of West Mobile into the city, and so now there's people in that area that if they're not missing fire protection, they're close to having the city pull fire protection out of that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think a little bit outside the box sometimes, and, I've thought about it, and it's a densely populated area. Where I live, for example, Seven Hills Fire Department covers my fire protection, and it's a great fire department. It's a rural area, and they do a great job. But this area we're talking about is highly populated, and just kind of an idea that I had in mind that's kind of outside the box. And I don't, and I'll be honest with you, don't know that it would even work. Right. But it's just an idea that I floated out there. And what you could do is petition the legislature to create a fire district. That's how you create fire districts. That's how all the fire districts in Mobile County have been created. And so. You could create that fire district, and then you could elect a board, and that's the next step after you create the fire district. And then you, of course, figure out how much each home is going to have to pay for their fire district. And and at that point, you usually would create a volunteer fire department. And so my where I would split from that is find out, you know, let's work with Mayor Stimson and Public Safety Director Jimmy Barber and see if there's an opportunity there for us to contract fire services to that area and find out how much it would cost. Pay that money to the city, have them build a fire department in that district and let the fire district pay for it, contract it through the city. I don't think you'll find any better fire protection in this area, maybe in the state, than you would get with the Mobile Fire Department. I think they're a great department, and I think that'd be a great idea to make sure that these people are protected, and not only for fire, but you also have our other medical emergency, EMTs and EMS in that area as well.
Now, Mobile County Commissioner Carr has done a real great job. Okay,
absolutely.
As far as commissioner, and do you see any programs that he has been working on that you will continue those programs?
There are several. One of the big things that he's been very popular with is economic development and making sure that Mobile has jobs here. Make sure the people that live here have jobs. The young, you know, and you know, as far as what some of the things that he's done is also I would like to continue to work with the current administration and the school board, Mr. Threadgill and some others, and make sure that once we get these jobs here, make sure that our kids, when they get out of high school, you know, a superior education is a very important thing. And we need to make sure that our kids are prepared to go to college. And if they're not going to college, we need to make sure that they're prepared to go into the workforce here in Mobile with, you know, and I think we're going to have a dynamic workforce in the future here in Mobile. And I want to make sure that, and I have no problem with other counties around here or even people from Mississippi, but I want to look out for the young people of Mobile first and make sure that, that they're prepared for the jobs and make sure the jobs are here for them to get.
What about, I know when I was in school, which was many years ago,
We graduated together.
To me, the tech schools, okay, we don't have enough tech schools because those guys that went to school with me and the girls, the ones that went to the tech schools later on, those are the ones that we needed, the carpenters, your plumbers. You know, your electricians.
Outside the box, again, let me give you another example of outside the box for me. So I've been talking over the past year and a half during my campaign with guys who own businesses here in town. Let's say it's an auto body shop and or a heating and air conditioning installer or a electrician. And so I looked at that and I compared it to our dropout rate of kids in school that drop out. And let's be honest, most kids who are failing school – they're probably going to drop out because you know it's embarrassing to be failing. So I've talked to some of these businesses and they're actually interested in this in an idea that I have to where we can have students who are failing get out of school maybe early or go work at a paint and body shop and learn a trade and also give them school credits for that. So you're accomplishing two goals. You're teaching them a trade that they don't necessarily have to stay with the company they're with. They could go anywhere in Mobile or anywhere in the country and do paint and body work, auto body work. And so not only that, but they also continue to get school credit and they get a diploma. And I'll tell you, that's a morale booster. I'll use the example of the sheriff's office being working there, and the sheriff implemented years ago a GED program for people in jail that, that are incarcerated. And when they get out of jail, most of the people that complete our GED program They never come back to jail because it's a morale booster. They get it. They can go out now and they can say, hey, look, I have a high school diploma. Could you give me an opportunity to have a job? And it keeps them – it really moves them from a what could have been maybe a life of crime into being a productive part of our community.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Folks, we're talking with Mr. Randall DeWitt. He is the our Republican candidate for County Commission, Mobile County Commissioner, District 3. We're getting ready to go into our break, but when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation.
Yes, sir.
All right? All right. We'll be right back, folks.
Increasing danger, where usual enforcement tactics are blocked and accepting harm and destruction is not an option. Now is the time for Nova Security Group with electronic solutions for today's conflicts. Nova Security Group is a proprietary electronic company with a 25-year history, manufacturing, distributing, and certifying the use of our specialized, less lethal electronic products for law enforcement, an alternative means to lethal force to control unruly individuals on the streets or in institutional environments. Nova's mission is to provide products and training to reduce injury to law enforcement officers and protect the public through use of electronic force, reducing the risk of exposure to liability and litigation. Nova Security Group is the originator of stun technology and is currently manufacturing and improving a wide variety of products, all proprietary and patented. Don't wait. Contact Nova Security Group today to discuss your agency's needs or find more online. NovaSG-USA.com.
Do you own a classic car? Do you want to make your classic car look really classic? Then get a year of manufacturer license plate from LicensePlates.tv. Don't install a 2020 license plate on your 1960 classic car. Our authentic look replica license plates with your custom number will make your classic car stand out from the rest. LicensePlates.tv is an American company which can produce the year of manufacturer license plates for virtually any state, going back to 1930. Our plates are made of stamped or embossed aluminum with raised letters, numbers, and borders, and are made with spot-on letter and number fonts and colors. Look so good, your classic car will win Best in Show or Best in Class. That's right, our custom license plates are metal and have spot-on fonts and colors to match the originals. Don't wait. Order online at LicensePlates.tv. Use promo code CustomTags for 10% off. That's LicensePlates.tv.
I'm Jerry Carl, a pro-Trump conservative running for Congress here in South Alabama. I'll fight back against Nancy Pelosi and the radical left who are attempting to permanently transform our country. These socialists are pushing for open borders and defunding our police, but that'll never happen on my watch. Congress needs someone who will work with President Trump, stand firm in our conservative values, and get this country back on track. I'm Jerry Carl, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Jenny, all month long at independentmusicnetwork.com. And while you're in the voting mode, send a few out to the multi-talented Seville Williams and his pop anthem, Last Dance. Already a real favorite around here, that song also was a number one on my New Music Monday show. And that should be no surprise at all. This song gets requested every day on our IMN hotline, 323-951-0674. Here's Seville Williams and Last Dance on our Summer Hits 2020 radio special.
The clock is ticking, I gotta make my move. It's just a couple songs before the last call. Gotta build my confidence, cause I got something to prove. If I don't do it now, then I can lose it all. She's holding up the wall, looking like she wanna dance.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. My name is George Williams, and this is the George Williams Show. It used to be your point of view, if you all remember, for about 10 years when I was here before. But anyway, we are talking to Mr. Randy Pruitt, who is running for Jerry Carr's O seat, which is the Mobile County Commission, District 3. Mr. Pruitt. Yes,
do it.
Mr. Do It. Yeah, that's a P. All right, we enjoy you coming on the show.
And I appreciate you having me, George.
We appreciate it because it's very important. Yeah. And by the way, folks, before I continue my conversation with Mr. Do It, the important thing is next week is the election. We want everybody to vote straight ticket. Straight Republican ticket.
Absolutely.
Because and that's very important.
That's very important.
Very important. So that's what we want, folks, and we're asking you to do that because this is too important. This election is too important.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And we also want the Democrats to come out and vote Republican.
To come out
as
vote
well.
Republican. Democrat, so, independents, we want you all to come out and vote straight Republican tickets because we all know you don't want to follow crazy Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and whomever else is running on the Democratic side and Doug Jones. Forget about Doug Jones, and I'll talk about him a little later on. But all right, another question I have for you is what is your view on the growth and quality of life in Mobile County?
Well, you know, we have a beautiful coastline here in Mobile, and you know, we want to make sure that we're preserving this our waterfronts here in Mobile, and I think we try to do a great job, and I think we do a pretty good job with runoff and things of that nature, and so I just want to make sure that we preserve those waterways. I'm a fisherman, and my two boys, we fish. My daughters even enjoy fishing as young as they are. But we want to make sure that for generations to come, that this is a place that people not only want to live and build homes and transplant to Mobile like you did, George,
right.
And then come back. So it must be a pretty great community for you to come, leave, and come back. And we want people to do that. We want people to move here.
Right.
We want people to live here, and we want them to have a great quality of life. We want them to see what we have to offer. We want to preserve that, and we want to make sure that that our waterways and one of the big complaints I get really one of the biggest during my campaign is access to the waterways and.
Okay.
So, you know, I think that plays into the quality of life. We want to make sure that there are boat ramps and significant opportunities for people to spend time on the water. It's a big part of what we are here in Alabama, particularly in Mobile and on the Gulf Coast, Dolphin Island. And we want to make sure that people can enjoy those things. And not only people that live here, but we want to make sure that we're attractive to as a tourist destination for people to come here to Mobile.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next question. What experience, what growth can you bring to the county from your job with the Sheriff Department? You had a lot of experience with the Sheriff Department, 20-plus years that you've been there.
Yeah, I like to give a shout-out to Mobile Police Department. I worked there prior to being a deputy. And,
okay.
So I kind of worked my way up through the ranks a little bit at the sheriff's office. And, I started out in patrol. I worked in criminal investigation. I've worked in narcotics. And like I said earlier, the last 12 years I've had and it's a great privilege to work with our local legislative delegation. And not because you move away from really the enforcing the law that are on the books to being in Montgomery to be able to influence what the laws are and make sure really it's a job that that really allows you to be there and see what's changing in Montgomery, what laws are changing, and make sure that the citizens of not just Mobile County, but the citizens of the state are protected and make sure that, there's a big thing going on right now with the prison systems and overcrowdedness and, just making sure that we have the funds here in Mobile that we need to make sure that our jail doesn't experience some of the things that the state is experiencing with their prisons. Mm-hmm. But Carrie, you know, I've had people ask me before, "Well, you're a cop. You've been," and that's what I tell people. I'm a cop, right. George. You know, and I'm sure you, when you were a cop, you were a cop. And so I just tell people all the time, I'm a cop from Theodore. So, and it's a joke, but it's afforded me the opportunity to be in the community. And believe it or not, a lot of times the first person that gets a call about your ditch not draining out in front of your house is your local deputy. You'll be there on some other case, or you'll stop by. I really believed in community-oriented policing, so that's how I know so many people in South Mobile County from my years in patrol there. So, but you'll be surprised. You'll go by, have a cup of coffee with somebody that lives in the community, and say, you know, my ditch is not draining out here, and I don't really want to bother the county commissioner with that. Is there any way you could call down there? So, so I bring that along. You know, I know the people. I know the needs of the people in South Mobile County. I've been working with the people in South Mobile County for 20-plus years. Mm-hmm. And people ask me all the time, well, why don't you run for sheriff, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, the sheriffs our sheriff's a great sheriff here in Mobile County. I don't want to limit myself to being – a sheriff or being in law enforcement when I feel like there's so many more opportunities that being the county commissioner gives you. Not only do you still have some influence at the sheriff's office and of course the budget of the sheriff's office and working right alongside with the sheriff, but you also have other opportunities to work with the school system. You have opportunities for economic development. You have opportunities for to make our area attractive to tourism. And so I think that I bring a lot from the sheriff's office, but the biggest thing is knowing the people of South Mobile County and knowing what their needs are and hopefully being able to meet those needs while I'm in office.
Yeah. Another thing is that you, for the last 12 years, you've been working in Montgomery, so you know all the political folks there also.
Yeah, and I have we talk about Democrats and Republicans. Mm-hmm. This is a bipartisan job here in the county commission. I mean, it's local politics don't play a big role in it. We have what we have to do here in Mobile, and that's great about the job. But you're right. I've been in Montgomery, and I like to think that I have a great working relationship with not only the Republican representatives and senators from Mobile, but also the Democrats. Mm-hmm. They're friends of mine, and we've worked together for the past 12 years, and I think we have a great working relationship. And I think that gives me an advantage if we ever need anything in the legislature. I have a relationship with them, and I think they respect me, and I certainly respect all of them.
Great, great. What else would you want our audience to know about you?
I think we covered a lot, but one of the big I'm a single parent, and, so a lot of people. It's a tough job campaigning. It's a tough job being a parent. It's a tough job. You know, I've had three jobs for the last year and a half, and people are saying, the county commission's a tough job, I'm looking forward to it, and I want to fight for the people of South Mobile County. I want to make sure that we have what we need here and do a great job. So, I'll work hard every day for the people of South Mobile, for people of Mobile County, particularly South Mobile County.
Right.
But for the people of Mobile County, I'm looking forward to working with the other two commissioners.
Right.
Commissioner Ludgood and Commissioner Hudson. I'm looking forward to that and helping them with their district and them helping me with mine and everybody having a great working relationship and getting things done for Mobile and for our region. We should be more regionalist than when I say that, I mean I want to make sure that we all work together.
Okay. Great. Great. All right. I'm urging everybody out there, folks, vote straight Republican tickets. Even you independents and you Democrats out there, we know you're coming over. We know you're not going to follow the Biden group. So this is just one of our candidates, and we got another one coming up after the break, and you'll be listening to what he has to say, okay? All right, thank you, Randy.
Thank you, George,
for having me. All right. We'll be right back, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. This is George Williams, and this is the George Williams Show. We enjoyed our first guest in the studio with us. We have our second guest, okay? His name is Zach Moore, and he's running for district Mobile County District Judge, Place 3. Mr. Moore, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for allowing me to come on this evening.
Oh, great. We're glad to have you here. Can you tell our audience a little bit about you?
Certainly. I'd be glad to. And before I begin that, thank you for your service. I will try to do as well as my good friend Randall Dewitt did a few moments ago.
Okay.
My wife and I live here in Mobile. Mm-hmm. We are blessed to have two 4-year-old twins. So, mm-hmm. as I always tell folks, if I look tired, wow. I came by it naturally. But I'm a practicing lawyer here in Mobile. Mm-hmm. I spent a little less than 4 years working for the Mobile County District Attorney's Office as a mm-hmm. prosecutor. Mm-hmm. I had a wonderful experience there as a younger lawyer, tried a lot of cases, and mm-hmm. Made a lot of friends in the legal community and law enforcement working those years. In 2011, early 11, I had the opportunity to leave the district attorney's office and do what I had always wanted to do. I started a business, and it was my law practice, and mm-hmm. anyone who has started a business of their own can, I'm sure, empathize with how I describe it, that fear is a wonderful motivator.
Mm-hmm.
There was, mm-hmm. for the first 2 years, there was a lot of times where there was too much month and not enough money, as they say, but we had a lot of help, and I had a very patient family, very patient wife, and we persevered. I'm proud of what we've built, and mm-hmm. and now almost a decade later, it is still a continuing law practice, and I have the wonderful opportunity to help people, help clients in a number of different legal areas. And in addition to that, in 2014, I was approached and asked if I had any interest in serving in the Mobile Municipal Court System as a specially appointed judge,
mm-hmm.
And welcomed to that opportunity. And shortly thereafter, I was able to fill the same role as a special judge for the Mobile County District Court, the seat I'm seeking now, or the level of court I'm seeking now. And basically have had the opportunity over the years to sit the bench. We have a number of judges downtown who work very hard. It's a very demanding docket mm-hmm. in those court systems. But obviously, as anyone, from time to time, they need to take vacation or people get sick. And myself and a few other lawyers fill those roles where we sit the bench so that those dockets can continue and those cases don't have to be reset for people who've taken time off work to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of an overview of who I am and what I've done.
Right. Now, what do you bring from your experience with the prosecutor's office and private law practice and also a replacement judge, right? Is that what they call you?
Certainly, special judge.
A special judge.
Replacement judges is
you bring a lot of experience with you, but what in particular?
Well, what I hope to bring to mm-hmm. the bench is a well-rounded experience. I love being a lawyer. Mm-hmm. I've heard all the lawyer jokes, and I find a lot of them really funny and get a kick out of them. But it's a wonderful profession. You know, whether I'm a prosecutor working with a member of law enforcement like Randall,
mm-hmm.
You know, you have an opportunity to bring someone who is breaking the law. Mm-hmm. To justice and make mm-hmm. sure that they're held accountable for their decisions.
Mm-hmm.
In private practice, I have the opportunity to help people who bring whatever their particular issue is to my office, mm-hmm. and as I describe it to our 4-year-olds, is that I have the wonderful opportunity to help folks. So, what I hope to do in coming to the bench is to bring the experience of having worked in both the private and the public sector, having handled a wide array of legal cases in different areas of the profession on either side of the issue. And it can be frustrating at times as a lawyer in court when you've got an uncooperative client or something isn't going your way. I've been in those shoes. I can appreciate that frustration sometimes when a case is not going your way. And I hope to bring that experience. What I hope to accomplish in the court is to create a courtroom that that values people's time, that people, when they come from wherever in the county, because this is a seat that handles cases throughout the county of Mobile. We have 4 district court judges who work very hard
mm-hmm.
Under very demanding circumstances, given the volume of cases. And what I hope to do is for anyone who comes, whether they're from the island or they're from the north part of the county,
mm-hmm.
is that when they walk into that courtroom, even if, no matter what their walk of life is, when they leave the courtroom that day, that they are, they can go home and they can say, even if the case did not go their way and they're disappointed in the outcome, that they were treated with respect, mm-hmm. that the case was handled in a professional manner, and that they felt they got a fair shake, mm-hmm. And that the case was decided upon the law. And in my opportunities to have sat the bench over the years, what I have relied upon or drawn upon to decide cases is the admissible evidence that is put before the court, mm-hmm. and the law as it's written on the page. And so that's what I use to decide and what I will continue to do so if the voters give me the opportunity to serve Mobile County.
Now, and that's great. I appreciate that answer. Is this an open seat or
it is.
Or
that's
what?
A good question. We have Judge Joe Basenberg, who's been on the bench for several years, a very nice man.
Very well.
He is retiring at the end of this term, and he has earned it. I'm happy for him. I think he's going to go spend some time with grandkids, as he described to me.
Right.
And so it is an open seat, and so we're not trying to throw anybody out, as they say, anything like that.
Right.
So, but yes, it is. But if you live in Mobile County, anywhere in the county, you do get to vote in this.
Right.
It is the court, as I tell people, that you are probably most likely to go to as a resident of Mobile County.
Right.
Every felony that happens in Mobile County, everything before grand jury and indictment is handled in that court. Bond issues, probable cause determinations, misdemeanors and violations that happen outside of municipal jurisdictions, those are tried in their entirety in the district court system. And civil matters that reach a jurisdictional limit or amount limit of $20,000, anything less than that. So you're looking at a lot of cases, again, judges that work very hard. And like I said, I'm hoping the voters of Mobile County give me the opportunity to join them.
All right. We got about two minutes to go, and you can talk to your audience. And what do you want them to know?
Well, what I hope we worked very hard since the spring of 2019. And obviously, you can't reach everybody in a county this size, but we've made our best effort to do so.
Okay.
What I hope they come to know about me, if given the opportunity to serve, is that I work hard every day. And as I alluded to earlier, my goal is to make sure that it is my courtroom, that it is one that the people of Mobile County can be proud of, that they are confident they can get a, no matter their background, whatever distinction society wished to draw, whether they're representing themselves or have a $1 million lawyer, that it is a level playing field. And that if given that opportunity, that's what I hope to achieve, and I think we can. And I think there are judges downtown doing that very thing right now.
Great. Well, folks, you've heard it. Mr. Zach Moore, he's running for district court judge for Mobile County, place 3. Don't forget that, folks. And I think, and I've said that before, and I'll say it again, if we vote straight Republican tickets, we don't have to worry about individuals. We can get all our Republican candidates elected. Okay?
That's right.
From the president on down, we can do that. So we're encouraging everybody out there, even you Democrats who are going to come over to the Republican Party and vote, we encourage all of you, independents, no matter who you are, vote straight tickets, straight Republican ticket, okay? That's the important Republican ticket. All right, Zach, we appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the time. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, and we wish you good luck. And once you get elected once you get elected, we want you to come back.
Be happy to.
Okay? All right, folks, we'll be right back. This is the George Williams Show.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. I am your host, George Williams, and I'll say a few things that's from my heart, folks. This is coming from my heart, okay? From me to you out there, and we'll go by each one of these. I think there are about 4 different thoughts that I have. One is to congratulate Justice Barrett, Amy Barrett, for doing such a great job doing the hearing, because the Democratic senators were trying to throw everything at her. And at one time when I was watching it, I even thought I saw a kitchen sink go across her head. But she did a great job, and we're congratulating her. I know she's going to be a fantastic Supreme Court justice. And the Democrats didn't like it, but guess what? Too bad. And I'd like to also congratulate President Trump for selecting her. What a job he did. What a job. She is fantastic and one of my favorite schools. My football coach went, and a couple other people I know, they went to Notre Dame. And I really like Notre Dame University. So that's why she is so brilliant. So we appreciate her. Another thing is, why would anybody in this world, in this United States, vote for Joe Biden? Why would anyone vote for him? He is the lioness person. Well, quite a few Democrats are nothing but liars, but Joe Biden is one of the leaders. He's a leading liar, and Kamala Harris is another one, and I mean, President Trump did a fantastic job in this last debate, because he got things out of Biden that he didn't want to say. I know his folks didn't want him, you know, to say this, but hear this guy talk about what he didn't say. And I've been watching the rallies that President Trump was having, and what a smart man he is, okay, to put up those big screens. He did it in Pensacola. He did it in Orlando. He's doing it all over. That shows, because Biden, if you remember the debate, he said that you said this, and Biden said, no, I didn't say it. He said, okay, I'm going to show you. You said it, okay, when he was talking about fracking, and when he was talking about the transportation bill, you know, busing, school busing, and Biden said, okay, show it. So now at his rallies, President Trump has a big screen set up. And guess what it's showing? It's showing what a big liar Biden is. He is a big liar. He said he never talked about banning fracking, and there it is right there on the screen. He never talked about the busing, against the busing, it's right on the screen. And the biggest thing is the oil. You know, here's a guy who wants to get rid of oil. How the hell are you going to get rid of oil? Oil is in everything, medicine, you name it, everything. Okay? And he's talking about clean energy. Well, if you want clean energy, you better go over to India, China, and those places, because it's filthy and they had no regulation. Look, I've been out around the world, all over Africa. I was stationed there, South America. I was stationed, been over in the Far East. And let me tell you, when I went to Brazil, I was there for 6 years, and they don't have catalytic converter on their cars. Okay? They don't have them. And Biden is talking about America. We have the cleanest country in the world. The cleanest country in the world. Okay? So he's going to stop our fracking and stop our oil drilling for green energy and all that? No, that's not going to work, ladies and gentlemen. That's not going to work. So I urge everyone out there, get rid of this guy. And vote for President Trump. I mean, look at it. You can't even compare the two. You can't compare the two, okay? Another thing is Doug Jones. What a creep Doug Jones is, okay? He just voted against Amy Barrett. He voted against her. He voted against Kavanaugh. Okay, he is a creep, and then he has all of this money coming in from outside of Alabama. You know, he's got like $20-some million that the outsiders are pouring into Alabama for his victory, and all he's doing is lying. Okay, that's all he's doing is lying, and he's giving that money to these other districts, Democratic districts here. They're paying people to go and vote. I read the other day where they're talking about churches, for every member that go, the church get the vote, they get $6 apiece. That should be against the law. That's buying votes. This is what the Democrats are doing. So we've got to stop the Democrats. I don't care what position they're running in, okay? They are not good for the state of Alabama. And you can look at that in Mobile County. Look at your Democratic representatives, your senators and your state representative. What have they said about the crime in their neighborhood? They'll come out and demonstrate if there's a white policeman involved in a shooting, okay? But they won't come out and say anything if a black is involved in a shooting. Black-on-black crime all over these United States is terrible. And I've been, you know, in uniform. I was in uniform for 7 years in New Jersey. And let me tell you, that's the hardest job it is. So I support the police. I support them. And I think that these sanctuary cities, I think they've got to go. So President Trump, please don't give them a penny. Don't give them a penny, okay? I worked in New York as a federal agent. And it was Giuliani was our U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. Fantastic person. He's the mayor of New York. Fantastic person. And I'm glad he's advisor for President Trump, okay? But, folks, we got to start concentrating on the candidates in the lower election, the lower categories. So, you know, your county commissioner, not the county commissioner, but your state representatives and your state senators. And some of these mayors, I mean, look at Montgomery already. Reeves, Mayor Reeves, want to change stuff. Up in Birmingham, it's terrible. And I heard Madison is becoming the same way, Madison County. All right, folks. All right, we appreciate our two guests, Mr. Moore and Mr. Dewitt. We appreciate both of you. And we'll see you at the victory party. Next Tuesday night. But I'll be here, folks, and then I'm going to join my Republican colleagues, okay? Until that time, folks, go and vote. We're a straight Republican ticket, all right? Okay, everybody, vai con Deus.